This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So we have strikes that are popping up outside of correctional facilities all over New York State right now. Started with a couple facilities where you had a bunch of the CEOs outside, but it's now started to grow, and we've added three more additional facilities today. So just from your perspective, what can you tell me about this, and what are your thoughts?
Well, my understanding is there's over 25 facilities across New York right now that have strikes going on, and this has been a situation that's been simmering, and it's now boiling over. The corrections officers have been mistreated in a way that no municipal employee has ever seen. You know, whether it's the state passing things like the HALT Act, which basically took any penalties away from inmates and their bad behavior, to forced overtime and forced scheduling that is creating a quality of life that is completely unsustainable for the officers. You know, I'm hearing things about shifts from 24 to 36 hours. It's things that would never be expected of any other municipal employee. And these corrections officers being abused, and they have taken matters into their own hands. And there's an unsanctioned strike going on. And I stand strongly with them in their quest to have better treatment from their state government. They deserve better. They deserve a government that gives them the tools to do their job and to keep the peace in the jails. I mean, we should have learned our lessons last summer when we ended up having nine corrections officers have to go to ECMC and get Narcan with fentanyl exposure in the jail. And then we nearly lost the Collins Correctional Facility just last weekend. And now it's no surprise that we've come to this moment. So, you know, I stand with these corrections officers. We need other people to stand up and be heard as well, because this is just terrible what's happening to them.
And, you know, and I was talking to a lot of these CEOs when I was out at the Wendy strike today, and it's they're not concerned about additional money, and they're not concerned about benefits. They just want to be sure that they can get home to their families in one piece at the end of the night. And it's not a crazy idea, at least what I think, but it seems as if there's a disconnect with Hochul's office, where she's now planning to bring in the National Guard to these facilities. And there's not a whole lot about that and how that would play out. So from your understanding, what's going to happen with this?
Well, the governor needs to actually listen to the public and listen to the corrections officers. My understanding, there's been some meetings this afternoon in Albany bring, you know, their demands for better treatment to the forefront. And you're right. This isn't some cash grab. This isn't for better benefits or anything more than just humane treatment of the corrections officers. And that's what's been lacking. New York State has completely disrespected the corrections officers time and again through their legislative actions and taking their tools away from effectively running the jails. And their opportunity to come home safely. I mean, this has got to be a very trying time for these families, and I've heard directly from them. My office's phone's been ringing off the hook, you know, by spouses that are concerned. I mean, we currently have the people that are on shift now that have been there since the strike started, and they're not being let out, is our understanding to date. And that's just wildly unfair. The idea that the National Guard's going to come in and take the role of the corrections officers is absurd. They're not trained to run a jail. You know, these are professionals. You know, just like our law enforcement in the streets, these are our law enforcement behind bars, because this is no picnic in these jails. These people are in jail for a reason. But instead, Albany has passed policy after policy that's coddled the lawbreaker even after they've gotten incarcerated. And they've taken the tools away from the corrections officers to actually do their job and not be put in harm's way. And that's what's boiled over to the point where the rank and file membership of this union has taken matters into their own hands, and they've done an unsanctioned strike. This is really unprecedented. It's something that we're seeing here for the first time, at least in modern history, where they've defied their union's rules, and they've gone on strike because they can't seem to get the attention of the decision makers in Albany. And it is critically important that, you know, people in public life, people in a public level of responsibility, and I'm a federal official, but if I sit idly by and say nothing while my constituents are suffering, then I'm not doing my job. And I think these corrections officers, and many of them live in my district, have been mistreated for far too long. And it's about time Albany wakes up and gets with the program. And we need to hold our state legislators here that are in power accountable for the laws that they pass in Albany that hurt them.
All right. And then just when you look at this, you're right. This is a very unique situation. You have the DOCCS and you have NYSCOPA who are saying, like, yeah, no, this is not okay. They can't be doing this. And you even have the DOCCS saying that, like, this is illegal for them to be having these strikes. And now with the National Guard coming in, it doesn't seem like it's going to be stopping these strikes from happening. So where do we go from here? I mean, is it possible that we could see the National Guard start dispersing these strikes?
Well, I think it's more that I'm not sure what the governor's intention with the National Guard are. Is she going to run the jails with the National Guard, or is she going to try to break a strike? I mean, these are supposedly people in Governor Hochul and her party that are the champions of unions, yet you have an organized group of employees that are just asking for fair treatment. They're just asking for the peace of mind. You know, there's risks with every profession, and this is a very risky one. But the likelihood of them getting injured on the job is going up every single day. You know, the crazy hours they're being asked to work, the time away from their family. This is a mental health crisis on these employees and a physical health crisis as well. And she should listen a lot more than she talks. There's reasonable things that she can do in her power to rectify the situation. You know, they need better recruitment. Well, they're certainly not going to get it with the current state of affairs in our jails across the state of New York. I mean, you have people that the employees are suffering. They need people in public office that are going to have their back and support policies that help them do their job and get home safely to their families. That's all they ask. And that's what they're asking here. It's a very reasonable set of demands, but it doesn't match the progressive leftist politics of Kathy Hochul. And that's why she has done nothing to date, despite, you know, letter after letter, press conference after press conference by, you know, those that support the corrections officers. She's ignored all of that. Well, they took matters into their own hands and they went on strike. And now she has no choice but to answer whether she stands with a rule of law or she stands with a lawbreaker.
Now, adding to the seriousness of this and, I guess, the unprecedented nature, as of yesterday, you have local union reps resigning from their position, or at least anybody who is partaking in the strikes. Where do we what do we go from here? I mean, that seems crazy to me that they're stepping down from the position. And I know that some of the CEOs were saying that, well, this is to avoid legal action so they don't potentially face jail time. But if you know anything about this, what can you say about that?
Well, I am certainly not an expert in the area of labor law, but I know that it just shows how grave the situation must be for it to have come to this. They haven't been listened to. They've demanded fair treatment. They haven't gotten it. You know, they have inhumane hours that they're being forced to be away from their families. They're not safe when they are away from their families. Too many officers are getting hurt on the job, and they're demanding change. And the only way to get the state's attention to actually do something about it is to take these unprecedented steps. I think that stepping away from a union position is a pretty courageous thing for one of these officers to do, to stand with their brothers and sisters at this time while they are demanding the change that they need and deserve.
All right, and then just to wrap it up with one final question, is there anything that maybe I didn't ask you about or something that you think would be important to add to this?
I don't think so. It's an evolving situation. We'd be happy to talk to you along the way, but I can't stress how much I support those officers that are on strike right now. They deserve to be treated humanely. They deserve the right to go home to their family safely. And that's the resolution that everybody's looking for here.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.